It's a beautiful summer's day here in Burton. The sun is high in the sky and there's a light breeze drifting across the hollow, the park just down from the old bridge. But there's something else in the air too, and that's a smell. I'm trying hard to describe it. I think I'll leave it to the people who walk here on a regular basis.
It smells a bit like raw sewage. Just a horrible smell. You know, old drains, old socks smell.
Fish. That's about it. You know when you're at the seaside and you've got seagulls bobbing up and down and you get that fishy smell? Well, that's what that was. That's all. And we had the seagulls to go with it as well.
Bad egg odour, definitely. Mixed with, I'm not sure, but it's not. Bad egg and socks, maybe? Rotting flesh?
I think it smells like strawberries.
I'm standing here in 3 inches of turgid water, surrounded by flies, seagull feathers and mud. I can't smell strawberries anywhere, but each to their own. The cause of the problem is this. This whole area is floodplain, and the rains of recent weeks have meant it's come into its own. It's flooded to a greater depth than many people can remember in the last 10 or 15 years. And now the floodwaters have subsided, it's left behind a swamp. And it stinks like a swamp too. People who live nearby and spend a lot of time here in the park have their own ideas about where it's coming from.
I think it's, well, somebody told me, I think it's dead worms. Flood out, all the worms die, they lie on the top and they rot. But there'd have to be a lot of worms to account for the smell, so maybe there's something else in the ground that's seeping out, or something even less desirable that's floated down the river from somewhere.
This is new, this is. Normally it's not this bad. You can't normally smell it, but there's definitely something wrong. Whether there's a part loose somewhere, or I don't know.
No, it's just the overflow, hopefully, yeah. Of the ground, onto the water, onto the ground, really.
A quick chat to East Staffordshire Borough Council confirms all of those suspicions. As the floodwaters have subsided, what's left behind is rotting in the midday sun. In a statement, they said there's nothing they can really do about this entirely natural phenomenon, but wait for the stink to go away. In the meantime, they've asked people not to come and play in it. I wish they'd asked me.